What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. Today, I'm coming at y'all with Abby and David, my on-camera mentors. In the short time I've been working with these guys, they have made it possible for me to make some absolutely incredible videos for you guys. When, like, before I got started with them, it would have taken me days just to knock out those unit videos I put in here. And I was able to do that in just a couple hours. So why don't both of y'all tell us a little bit about who y'all are and why y'all do this, y'all?
First of all, I hope everybody saw us trolling you at the beginning, because that's like a perfect way for your on-camera coaches to make their debut in your group.
Yeah, man. We had to tell you were live.
So, David, would you like to kick us off? Who are we?
Sure. So, Abby and I are actors and writers. Hello. We're actors and writers that live in Hollywood, California. A little backstory about us. So I'll do my backstory, Abby, and then you can do yours. How's that?
Cool.
So I started off as a stand-up comedian and an improviser in New York City, where I played all the comedy, or the majority of the comedy clubs there, and then started touring the country and getting to open for some pretty fun, cool names.
Like who, David?
You always do this. We're not doing this. I don't name drop.
People like it.
That's what you're for. You name drop.
Okay. So, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, some of the biggest names. David's really good at stand-up. So, like, he's underplaying it, but David's like, he's excellent at stand-up.
Yeah, to clarify, I shared the stage with them, didn't open for them.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah,
big difference. So, did all that. Got some offers, moved out to Los Angeles, and I have been acting and writing for TV and film ever since. You can check out some of my stuff and Abby's on Netflix or Amazon or ABC, NBC, all HBO, all the fun stuff. And then I got into this whole entrepreneur world because Abby and I did a short film together, and we were doing the film festival circuit, and Abby on the side was doing a digital marketing business, and I didn't know this yet, right? So I'd be like, Abby, we got to go to this screening for our film. We won a bunch of awards, and we were like, we're getting our award, we got to go. And she'd be like, I need 5 minutes. I'd be like, oh, fine. And she'd like be on her computer, and then she'd like slam it shut and be like, made 10K, I'm ready. And I was like, what do you mean you just made? I was like, first of all, stop selling drugs, right? We don't do that. And she was like, no, I had this online business, told me all about it. And I was like, yo, I need to dabble in this too. So I started pulling around, and quickly Abby and I realized there were all these amazing entrepreneurs who wanted to get on camera and share their stories and provide great value. But two things. One, they were too scared to do it. Or two, they would try to do it and they just didn't have the tools or techniques to do it properly. And so they would either fail or they would be really bad. And Abby and I quickly realized, oh man, we have all this experience from our acting on camera host personality training. I mean, we have 2 decades worth of that. And we were like, we can help these people. In fact, we were both already doing that just for our friends and getting paid by some, working with some celebrities and getting to do it for them. We were just like, we could turn this into a business. So Abby and I teamed up, created our program, Crushing It on Camera, which you know very well, Trey. And then now here we are today, trolling you on your own live.
Yeah. Favorite pastime. And basically David said my story too. So I don't need to really add too much to that. That was good. Good job, David.
You could add that you're a very successful actor yourself.
Yeah. So I started on doing live performance as well. David did stand up. I was more from a theater background, but then have been out here, have done a bunch of different television shows. And film and all that fun stuff, more TV than film. But yeah, and then David described my entrepreneur journey of not selling drugs, but selling digital marketing, transitioning into our coaching program.
That's awesome. So what came first, acting or the entrepreneurialism for you, Abby?
That's a great question. So I sort of come from a family of entrepreneurs. My mom owns her own business. My brother is the CEO and co-founder of a big tech company. And I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit. I also sold mixed CDs in middle school, very successful business.
But a lot of Backstreet Boys on that.
Yeah. But acting and writing was my primary in terms of moving out here. It's still what I love to do, but I have been somebody that actors don't actually have a lot of control. Like we see celebrities and we think like, oh, acting's like the job to have, but like the real money, like the real, like a lot of times the real impact and things like that comes from the writers and the producers. And so I've always wanted to do more than just the acting, and producing is very similar to being an entrepreneur and building a business. Like I have actually found that now so much of what I do is interconnected. So while my passion is acting and writing, I'm able to use all of those skill sets in my business, I have two businesses. And then all of the things that I've learned in my businesses, sales, marketing, making money, things like that, I can use in the entertainment industry as well, because ultimately that's a business too. So it's really fun because now I've got both of these wheels turning and they're feeding into each other versus being like two separate sides of my life. And I think each of them make the other one better.
That's awesome. So I'm sure that even for y'all, like when y'all started acting and everything, like I'm sure y'all didn't just jump on camera and feel comfortable. So how did y'all get to where y'all had that confidence? What was y'all's like breakthrough for that?
Yeah, man, Abby and I both like have like a very, are different, but very similar in this, and everyone is. We both sucked on camera when we first started.
Yeah, we both started live on stage.
Yeah. So the way we got better, we hired someone to make us better, right? So Abby and I started taking acting classes and on-camera personality classes because those are the avenues we're going into. I mean, it's just like if I'm like, oh, I'm trying to get better at building funnels and I don't know how to do that, I'm going to hire a coach who specializes in funnels that can help me with that. That's the equivalent of what Abby and I did. Could we have done it on our own? Yeah.
She'll be trying to figure it out.
We could. It would have taken us years upon years upon years to get to the level we're at now, where we just hired someone to who had done it all before, help us get there so much quicker. So I mean, Abby's the same. I know she is because we met in class.
I finished acting school and my primary training was theater. It was on stage. And in the last semester, we had an on-camera class and I sucked. I was so bad. I was like, my brain broke when all of a sudden there was a camera. I was just like, nothing about me was natural or conversational. All of the confidence that I developed on stage was not translating over to being good on camera. And honestly, I was devastated because I moved to LA because I wanted to be on television and I sucked on camera. And so yeah. I was like, so I committed like the second I graduated from college. Most people think like, oh, you're ready to work. I was like, I'm going to get so good on camera. And I just, like David said, hired people, dove into it, practiced, committed. So it's funny now because a lot of entrepreneurs will say to us like, oh, this isn't hard for you, like, because you guys are actors. I'm like, no, we had to go through this same transition. And then even now, the transition to doing like Facebook Lives and being doing more like personal brand type stuff is even different than acting, because I don't have the protection of a script and a character. I'm having to show up as myself, which is a different, another skill set. So even this transition into like getting on live and being able to like pull out my phone and do a Facebook Live, that's not quite the same as acting. So it's like David and I have taken all those skill sets and learned how to apply them to this, but we've gone through that same journey that entrepreneurs have too.
Yeah. The first time I went to be on camera, I went to this audition for a commercial. They very quickly were like, yeah, man, you're really green. Green means like you're a noob. You're a newbie. They were like, yeah, man, you're really green. Go take classes. And I was like, oh. And I took classes, and a year later I ended up going back in for them, and I booked it. So
yay.
You definitely always have to be sharpening those skills. Like, no one's amazing at anything first. And I know y'all kind of touched on that already. Like, I learned that massively when I got into y'all's program very, very, very quickly, that I had been just kind of beating on a wall, trying to figure it out myself, not really getting anywhere. And whenever I started working with y'all, it was able to improve a whole lot faster to where it's not so stressful to me anymore. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the entrepreneur on fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lechter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.